trees to prop. We've done a lot of cutting today of poles so we can prop our trees. And this program is started, and we're going to continue until we get most of our trees propped. That's good.
You didn't mention anything about losing any bananas. Are they still rotten?
When you say losing, are you talking about losing trees, or are you talking about bananas rotting in the shed? I haven't checked that close, and to my knowledge, there may be one or two. I don't really know. I haven't seen it. Our function is we hang the bananas in the cellar. They turn yellow, and then we bring them up to the banana shed, and the kitchen handles it from that point.
All right. Are there any more on the bananas now? We'll go to the next part of the agenda. We have a report yet on ducks and rabbits. Next.
Okay. As far as ducks go, I don't have any report for this week. On the rabbits, this morning I mated our white New Zealand doe with the New Zealand buck, and we have a problem with when the rabbits are brought in, we're not sure of their ages. So I tested the black crossbreed for mating, but he's not ready. He's disinterested, and he quit. Right. He's not equipped. I was told this morning from Mary Wilderspoon, we're supposed to be testing feed, and cassava cereal was one of the feeds we were using because the rabbits liked it, and it seemed to work. They were getting full on it. But I haven't had any supply for 2 weeks. It just hasn't been available, and I've got about 15 to 20 pounds of it now. But Mary Wilderspoon informed me that there will be no cassava for the next 4 or 5 months till June. So there's going to be a problem with the feed and the rabbits. Questions?
Yes.
Carrots pulled up and supposed to have been sent over for the rabbits. Did you receive them and did they eat them?
I got the carrots and they ate them. They ate them.
Okay, I've got a question. Are you feeding any commercial feed to the rabbits at all?
That's what they are eating right now.
The pig feed? I mean the chicken feed?
No, commercial rabbit feed.
Okay. If it's cheaper, which I think it is, I checked with two different veterinarians and they said chicken feed will not hear rabbits, contrary to what you were told in Georgetown, and it's cheaper, and they said that the medication in it will not hurt them. Actually, it's better for them. The medication that is contained in the commercial chicken feed will not hurt rabbits.
Charlie told me that the chicken feed was twice as much as the rabbit feed. Otherwise, I think we'd been using chicken feed.
I didn't know the prices because the vets, I didn't have time to check out the last price. At first, they didn't have any. But they said that they thought it would be more expensive because you have to get it by its special because they aren't making it that much. So I don't know. I just wanted to give you that information because I was asked for it and I didn't know whether it got back to you or not. But the chicken feed won't hurt them.
Okay, I'll check with Charlie again on the prices then.
All right, that takes care of the ducks and the rabbits, and the next thing on the agenda is tractor time. Is Philip handy? All right, we'll set his and further down on the agenda. We'll wait till he gets back. How about the caterpillars for land clearing? Is Michael over there with him too?
He's taking his
All right. Jim Berg, would you give us the piggery and the stock report?
Yes, I will. Well, I guess everybody's wanting to know how the cows are getting along. That seems to be the big question. Everything is going great with them. They're putting on weight. They're getting sleek. All their gantness is going away from the hard trip. So that part is in pretty good shape. The horses are starting to pick up a little bit now. We've been building on a cattle corral down there. It seems like we kind of get held up every once in a while on it. Right now we're working on this upper piggery of getting it fixed up with screens so that the bats can't get in, so that we'll be able to shut the generator down there at night, shut it off. So it would be a fuel savings there. I do have a couple questions I'd like to bring up. What happened to my paper? Oh, here. I don't know, just was going to order this lumber for down there for filling in the loft of the cassava mill. We need it for drying area, which is going to be about 2,000 feet. Also, it's two-inch lumber. Yeah, that lumber that they was talking about a while ago here, this was what I had ordered here several meetings ago, and it had been cleared to go ahead and get, and this is what they was talking about, and not the chicory. My question is now, I had in this order, this would have floored half the floors in the piggery. Now I'm wondering whether we should go ahead and get the lumber to floor the whole piggery instead of just half of it, which would be the difference between 1,800 feet of 2-inch lumber compared to 3,600 feet, which eventually we'll need, but it might be a little time before we'll need it. So this was my question, why I hadn't ordered it prior to this.
Is the price of lumber going up the way everything else is?
Is that the price of lumber going up?
Well, when we buy wood at the Wyoming, it hasn't. It stayed the same for, you know, 3 years, so I don't know. But I don't know what it's like in town. I've never bought it in town. Tim, is it? Tim said it's about the same in town.
About the same in town.
Do we have any questions on the piggery and the livestock report, or are you still continuing, Jim?
Oh, I'm still continuing.
Sorry.
Brother Jim. Go ahead. see. I had to do some refiguring here real quick because I turned in the order and I don't have the other papers here. And I think that I ordered the lumber for the piggery down in the bottom to finish out that floor, which would be an additional 1,500 feet. I'm trying to see if it'd be add up. Let me add it up all together here real quick. Actually, with the bottom one, it'll take about 5,100 feet of 2-inch lumber. And we'll need, the 2,000 feet for the loft in the cassava barn, which would bring us up to 7,100 feet.
Would you repeat that again?
5,100 2-inch lumber. This would be for the piggeries, and 2,000 feet for the loft in the cassava barn, bringing it up to 7,100 feet.
That's all 2 inch.
No, 2,000 feet would be 1-inch material.
My question may relate to construction. I don't know, but 2 inches. I wonder how much that costs. I wonder how much the 2,000 feet of lofting material is going to cost. I wonder whether it's going to be cheaper to do that than it would be to build a storage facility out of aluminum, because that 2-inch lump material is expensive.
No, he's also talking about loft.
The loft.
Yeah. I really wonder, I'm talking about the 2,000 feet that's going to go into the loft in the barn. Now, that's to create additional storage area. And I know the 2-inch lumber is very expensive. I guess it costs around $1 a foot or something like that for the 2-inch.
That'll be 1 inch.
That's 1 inch? Because you didn't specify that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't catch it then. The 1 inch is a little cheaper. It'll be about 80 cents a foot or something like that. 78. What about the 1 inch? For 1 inch? So I'm really wondering if it'd be cheaper to put 2,000 feet of material into a facility like that, or it might be cheaper to put aluminum roof on someplace and build a shed. I don't know. I was just inquiring. If we even use roundwood. I'm just inquiring if it's cheaper to put a loft into the shed or if it's cheaper to build another shed with aluminum. That's all. I'm just asking the question. I'm just inquiring because I know that wood's really expensive. Yeah. A roof, yeah.
We got the roof.
2,000 feet. Yeah. 1 inch.
What do you know what the 1 inch stuff is?
Tim said it's the same, about 78 cents.
About 78 cents. So 78 times 2, that'll be 1,560. I don't think you'd come anywhere near that much floor space with aluminum for that price.
No, neither do I.
Because what is aluminum? It's run what about $1.30, something like that now.
I don't know, but you look at the tin building they made out here, and it's only 800 square feet, and you're talking about 2,000 square feet. So that's quite a bit of difference. And
yeah.
That look at the aluminum that went into that building. Yeah, and aluminum's a lot harder to get than wood. They grow wood here. They can't grow aluminum. Dirty one? Right there.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I'm wondering if the structure of that cassava mill will hold up that much weight if you put a loft in that building without a lot of support.
That's what we have to do, and this is what we've been doing, is putting in a lot of support. This has all been pole construction. It's slow. It's what we take out of the jungle, but it's our time instead of using sod material. So actually, we're right back to our own labor and the price of the floor and nails.
I'd like to change the subject. Would it be all right to change it for... Okay, I'd like to ask something about a generator.
No, we've changed the subject. You have to wait till the agenda gets to where you are, all right? No, he just... Now, have you finished, Jim?
Jim?
What's your question? State it again.
Ought to go ahead with this other material and to go ahead and finish it all up now, or whether to go ahead and doing the half of it.
Do we have any figures on the difference?
3,600 feet against 1,800 feet.
Oh, I see. What do you think?
That's in the upper pedigree, but I'm talking about this lower pedigree too. Of which is an additional 1,500 feet. Let's see.
Mm.
1,500. Yeah, 7,100 feet. Yeah. Yeah, but 2,000 feet of this is 1-inch material, and 5,100 feet is 2-inch material.
Jim? I understand that we have to go ahead and make these plans on this now, but I think that we are way out of line for not planning far enough down the line on these things, that when we come into this meeting with a report requesting anything as critical and as expensive as a structure, that we do not, I think that you should get together with construction before you come into this meeting. You should know what your costs are, and I feel that you shouldn't be figuring that square footage while you're here, because you can make a mistake in that kind of figuring. You should figure it, and you should get somebody else to check it out. We're talking about a whale of a lot of money to be making plans like this and to approve it in this meeting in that order. If we were in a capitalist structure and I were in business, I would raise holy hell about that kind of a situation on the outside.
I did do this, and I did turn it in. And this was the new subject to doing the other half of the piggery.
In regards to your other half of the piggery, Jim, I was wondering, you mentioned that it wasn't an immediate need right now. Isn't that what you said? Okay, what I want to know is, if you go ahead and put it in, will the age have anything to do with the wood? I mean, if we don't need it now, will it affect it? Will we have to redo it, you know, at an earlier date, because we don't need it sooner? Or
no, there wouldn't
like
be no problem there at all.
Jim, I wanted to say I felt you were defensive just then, because I think what Tish's point was correct. Although you figured it before, you should have had your figures before you right now, is what she was saying, rather than stand there and do it in, you know, as you were talking. That was all I was.
See, I didn't know this was coming up tonight. I had the figures, and I had them turned in previously. So I didn't know this was coming up tonight. That is why I was standing here trying to read.
Being critical of you this time, and I explained that I understood we brought it up before. I think that at the time it was brought up the first time, we should have covered and considered that down the line we're going to need to also do this part of the piggery. That should have been presented then, so that the whole issue could have even come up at that time.
As I understood, this would be the last order. No, what I understood was that this order was to be completed forever or something on this line. So that's why I brought up this subject of the other half.
We did have the chicken structure was approved at the last meeting. Now, it wasn't said how much board foot was needed for that. When the information came out from the radio just now, she mentioned the two buildings, the chicken building and the toddler's building, and said the lumber had been figured out for that with the coordinator. So I don't know that they were talking about the piggery lumber. That piggery lumber order went in 2 weeks ago. So they may be confused on it. I'm not sure. I think we'd better check it out, though. Maybe you should go over and talk with Charlie to be sure that they have the correct information.
What? All right. There's one question, Jim. We have one question. I ask a question before we finish.
I heard you speak about the generators going to be cut off at night, but I wonder if there's any provision been made for lighting down there in the chicken area at night.
Oh, I'm sure there is, Tom. I know something must be worked out.
Well, what I had reference to, the baby chicks coming in, and we do need the infrared lights to keep them warm at night for at least about 14 days.
Yeah, well, when this was talked about in the meeting the other night, they said they wouldn't need electric lights there. So when you plan on getting baby chicks?
You're in on the 19th.
I think this question about the electricity is going to be obvious that whenever we have baby chicks, we're going to have the heat. So there's really no question there. That's going to be necessary at that time for 2 weeks, and then we can turn it off again. So if we have no more questions to the livestock man, do we have any more questions to Jim Bogue on livestock? All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to, all the cows that are pregnant, I want to know when they're due. And when we'll get milk and how much and how often.
I haven't seen the records yet, all of what Wanda's brought back on the pregnancies of the cows. This is something that'll take probably another 30 days to find out if they're actually pregnant at all. Some of them. I mean, you have to. This is whenever you buy stock from anybody. You know, you have, unless they are large enough in there to where you can bump them to test them for calf, then there's no way to tell until they are large enough, or if they come back into heat. So this will be something that we'll be straightening out in the next couple of weeks and getting in order, so that we know just where we do stand with them.
Do we have any more questions?
Okay, the other thing I wanted to ask was, I think you were trying to find a way to make dried yeast out of that yeast you have down there for the pig food. Okay, I found a way to do it, but I don't know how other people have tried to do it, but I used a small amount of it, and I have powdered dry yeast now that I just laid it out in the sun and thinned it out and scraped it up. But I think if you did that on something like a hot tin plus the sun, or try baking it somehow, or an outside stove or something might do it. I don't know.
What was she talking about?
Dry yeast. this is something that we've talked about and seeing just where our needs would be for the dry yeast. And so this will be some of the things that we'll be testing out as we go along.
Are we getting, I understand the last meeting that we're getting some sort of oven in from the States. It's a small little oven for drying seeds.
A drying oven that was sent by Helen and packed by Helen, and it should be in town right now. And that's the word. That's the last word that I had on it. And it should be coming out in these packages. All right? Now, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I have one addition to add to the livestock report, and that is, you know, there was the problem with the tanning of the hides. And I talked to the Department of Agriculture, and there's, at this time, there's no official tannery. There will be one in New Amsterdam. But the Department of Agriculture, there's supposed to be some more literature coming, is willing to train two of our people, as they thought it would be much more profitable for us to tan our own leather and use it than to try to sell it as they sell it by the pounds, thousands of pounds, rather than just individual hides. And the second, on the subject of these chickens, this is was a suggestion. I don't know whether it's feasible or not, but since the chickens only have to be under, it's correct that they have to be under infrared light for just 14 days?
Yes, that's what was said.
Okay. Is it feasible to build a structure up here for the chicken, for the baby chicks, so that they could have that? Since this generator has to be run, and the arrangements, we're trying to eliminate that one at night. It seems like, you know, just a temporary structure for when the baby chicks come in every 3 weeks.
I'm afraid that's something that has to be handled looked into. In other words, you're asking a question that needs to be looked into by construction, and that would have to be looked into by somebody who knows how to handle the question, and then we can get a report back.